the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, Julie by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And what's become a ritual this week, we have been dissecting, diving in, and trying to unearth all of the values currently available with the NFL draft props at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I got my ear to the ground trying to pick up information wherever I can find it. And there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of rumblings coming out of Atlanta right now as the Falcons could be investing soon in yet another nuclear weapon to go alongside Julio Jones, go alongside Calvin Ridley in this offense. And it could be Kyle Pitts, a freakish tight end out of Florida with incredible measurables and just a sick overall athletic profile. So it leads me to believe that his top five, if he is selected in that top five range, prop at DraftKings Sportsbook at minus 121, still a good value. Even if Atlanta passes up on him, there's a decent chance the Cincinnati Bengals could take him at five. What are your thoughts?
I'm not doing it, my man. I think I would rather take the bet on the outside the top five. He's got an over-under prop of 5.5, and right now if you take the over, it's at a plus 115. I think that there's going to be some moving and shaking within the top 10, sort of like you on the dance floor back in the prom days. I think we're going to see some moving and shaking. I think we're going to see some teams slide around. I think we're going to see some surprises, and I think one of those surprises is that Kyle Pitts is going to go in the top 10, but I don't think it's going to happen in the top five.
Yeah, look, if you throw on some old school hip hop and I'm a couple of tequilas in at any random wedding, oh yeah, I'm shaking my moneymaker.
Oh yeah, I'm imagining you out on the dance floor going, you got what I need.
But you say totally he's just a friend. Yeah, and I would be belting out those terrible, awful sounds from my mouth as well.
Really kind of it's really kind of a pregnant cow mixed with like the mating call of like a vulture, something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely screeching and screaming. There's no question about that. Well, look, try to get that mental image out of your head right now and go to DraftKings Sportsbook and wager on all the NFL draft props, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and, of course, the UFC. And Masvidal Newsbomb put on a show the last time they stepped in the octagon. And round two is sure to pack a punch. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 26-1 odds on either title contender to reign victorious. Pick either main event fighter to win during this weekend's UFC 261 title fight, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 26-1 odds. All right, let's do some simple math here. So all you got to do is bet $5 on either fighter to win, and if they walk out with the belt, you cash $130. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $130 if the title contender of your choice wins. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $5 into $130 if the fighter of your choosing takes home the crown for a limited time only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. On this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's get to it with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, it is our midweek tradition here on FTN. Let's drop the puck, make a few bucks. What do you like in the NHL tonight?
Well, you know, we keep talking about, you know, we talked yesterday about baby Jessica down in the well.
Right.
Yeah, I joined her yesterday.
Oh, no.
We went back to the well on that game expecting to get an over of 5.5 goals. Brad, yet again, we come up one short. So let's try to jump back on the horse for today on a hump day edition of the hockey. Very light slate today. Only four games are on the schedule. But as is usually the case on Wednesday, we've got some pretty decent matchups. Let's start off with the Minnesota Wild taking on the Yotes down in the desert. Minnesota 6-1-0 against Arizona so far this season. Sitting at third place in the West, they've won four games in a row. One of the things about Minnesota is because they're in third place, they actually really don't have a spot to jump up to number two. They also don't really have to worry about dropping down to number four. They're sitting very comfortably in the point standings, and I think they're going to sit very comfortably in the desert and get the victory over Arizona. And so I've got a couple of options for you. It depends on how confident you feel with this one. They're a minus 159 on the money line, which is not too bad from a hockey standpoint. A lot of times those money lines are juiced up a bit just because of the way the favorites roll. But you can get them at a plus 105 to win it in regular. And that's where I'm going. I don't see overtime in this one. I think the Wild can get this one done on the road, especially because they've owned the Yotes so far this season. So I'm going to take the plus juice with Minnesota to win it in regular time.
Seduced by the juice.
Number four.
All right, staying in the NHL. Again, it's a hockey hump day here on the pod. Give me pick numero dos.
So number two, I told you folks, sometimes some of you are not as into hockey as I am. Maybe you're Brad, for example.
Exactly.
But on Wednesday nights, we know that a lot of times our friends over there at NBCSN have the Wednesday night hockey doubleheader. So how about a parlay made out of both games that are going to be on nationally tonight, just in case you decide you want to tune in for some puck? We've got Nashville in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. The Predators are 6-0 against Chicago. It's not going to change. And I'm actually really surprised that this is only Nashville minus 127 on the money line. I would expect them to be a much heavier favorite. And in fact, from the time we started early this morning working on the pod to tape time, that number's actually come down. So there's some folks that are rolling with Chicago. I don't see it. Even though the Blackhawks are at home, Nashville has just owned them this season so far. So I'm going to take Nashville, and then I'm going to roll with, rolling the dice with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They are the second game of the doubleheader hosting San Jose. Again, there's a common theme. I said Nashville was 6-0 against Chicago. Vegas is 6-0 against San Jose. And oh, by the way, the hottest team in the NHL right now, they have won seven in a row.
Wow.
Including beating San Jose 3-2 in a shootout on Monday. So take Nashville on the money line in game one. Take Vegas on the money line in game two. You parlay those two together, you got yourself a tasty plus 151.
Delicious.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our monkeyknifefight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Yes, presented by monkeyknifefight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props. Slap them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on, the more or less. The over or the under, the more dolores you stuff in your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKFing good time tonight at monkeyknifefight.com. And one guy that's certainly going to pile up the crooked numbers in the box score, much like the consonants, the vowels in his name. That is one Dorian Finney-Smith of the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Detroit Pistons tonight, Lundy. And Finney-Smith, I like the over here on 5.5 rebounds, which is a line right now at MKF. Also, it is plus odds at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 112. You look at Finney-Smith and what he has done here these last several games. He's seen an uptick in usage, which is something that you and I get sucked into quite often. And he's played this month 34.4 minutes per game, averaging 7.1 rebounds per game over that stretch. He's gone over the proposed 5.5 total in 8 of his last 10, and really 9 of his last 11 if you stretch it out going back to his last game in March. And you look at Detroit, this is the second best matchup for a border according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool. The Pistons are right smack dab in the middle of an opponent defensive rebounding percentage at number 15 on the season, but they've given up a ton of second chance opportunities. Number 22 in opponent offensive rebounding percentage. So looking at the trend, looking at the weakness of Detroit in the paint, I think Dorian Finney-Smith will be cash money, homie, on that over 5.5 rebounds. Again, plus 112 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, fade or follow?
Pat, I would like to buy a vowel. yes, I'm going to roll with you on this one because, again, of what he's been able to do so far in the month of April. And can I throw out a quick bonus for you?
Oh, yeah, bonus!
Dorian Finney-Smith over at DraftKings Sportsbook, his PRA is 16.5.
Whoa!
I'm all over that because, A, we think he's going to get the boards, and, B, in the month of April, he has played 10 games in eight of those, he has gone over this PRA number, and in the two that he missed it, he was at 14 and he was at 15. So he is, not only has he knocked it out of the park for several games this month, even when he's missed it, he's been close. And I can get that PRA over at only a minus 113 right now. So I'm probably looking at not only jumping on MKF and taking the over with the rebounds at 5.5, but I'm probably also looking at our friends at DK, and I'm jumping on that PRA.
Yeah, that PRA is a sexy number at 16.5. And so is the over again at DraftKings with plus 112, 5.5 rebounds for Dorian Finney-Smith. Make that money!
Number two.
Oh, speaking of making money and making it rain right now, $100 bills and three-point shots. That is Steph Curry, Lundy, who has just been living on another planet here over the last several games. A guy that's hit 78 threes in his last 11 contests. That is a new NBA record. He has logged at least 8 main threes in 5 of his last 6 games. And you look at the total today against the Washington Wizards on 3-pointers made. It's 6.5 at DraftKings Sportsbook, and it's plus 120 on the over. I shall not defy Steph Curry because I do not want to get struck down by lightning based on what he has done. He has been a basketball god, a deity, again, over this stretch. This month, Lundy, he's shooting 50.3% from way downtown. And you look at the Wiz, number 22 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. And even better for the purposes of this over, number 24 in three-point percentage D, giving up 37.6%. You cannot go against Curry. It is time for just blind betting because he is hotter than the damn sun. So fade or follow. Do you dare fade Curry over 6.5 made threes again at plus 120?
No, I can't fade him because every time I turn on ESPN, he's all they're talking about right now. Good Lord, what he's doing is absolutely amazing. And look, we know what a shooter he is. I do wonder sometimes why he bothers to have a mouth guard since it's never actually in his mouth.
A lot of chewing.
But that's a completely different discussion at some point and probably needs to involve an orthodontist. But yes, I'm going to follow you on this one because, again, we've talked about this with several players over the course of this podcast. Those of you that have been with us from day one, first of all, thank you very much. But we talk about sometimes you find that hot streak and you just stick with it until it bucks you. And you can do that from a betting standpoint. You can find a hot player with a player prop. You can find a hot team. You can watch those totals, all those kinds of things. Sometimes you just got to ride it. And yes, at some point you're going to miss the bet, but you might as well ride it out for as long as possible. And I think that's the case with Steph Curry. And plus odds? Sure.
Continue with that. Heater Steph Curry.
Number one.
Last but certainly not least, before we work in some additional bonus time, let's get to a prop in Major League Baseball. And I'm going to take the under on Garrett Richards' strikeouts, a starter for the LA Angels, going up against Toronto at 4.5. On this one, I mean, you look at Richards so far this season, not exactly getting it done. There, Lundy. He has been no bueno in terms of his ability to miss bats in 12 innings pitch. Richard so far this season has given up 14 hits, 7 walks, and 8 earned runs. And I said the LA Angels, he's now a member of the Boston Red Sox. So obviously I need to update my rosters in Major League Baseball. Richards used to play for the Angels. Now he's with the Red Sox, and he is playing Toronto tonight, and I'm still on the under 4.5 strikeouts. He's gone 4-4 in two and three turns of the rotation, twice against Baltimore and once against the Minnesota Twins. His contact rates have soared well above his career averages, swinging strike rates way down compared to career averages. And yes, the Jays are number 23 in total OPS, and they're middle of the pack in strikeout percentage. But you know, based on how chilly Richards has been so far this season, I think it's only a four strikeout performance. I don't think he's going to get to five. So fade or follow my under member of the Bo Sox, Garrett Richards, 4.5 punch outs.
I don't care. Put him on the Angels. Put him on the Rockies. Put him on. I don't care. He's not hitting this number. He's going to be underneath it. As you said, he hasn't hit it so far this year. I go all the way back to that first turn of the rotation he had. He went two innings. He gave up seven hits, six earned runs. He had two walks. He had two strikeouts. He only made it two innings. They yeah. yanked him in the third, and Boston lost 11-3. I don't know how he is going to get to five strikeouts, even if he can manage to maybe find a little bit of control, get away from some of those walks. I just don't think it's going to be a swing and a miss that winds up getting him any kind of momentum within this game. So I'm with you. I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I got a safe wager for Mr. Richards. All right, before we get out of here, let's get some bonus time action. And you know, I got to pick on the Cubs, right? I have to. I mean, Taijuan Walker last night could not find the strike zone with much consistency. The man had six walks in the game, but he still struck out seven Cubs because they continued to chase junk, and they're posting junk in the box score as a result of it. So I have not seen what David Peterson's line for strikeouts is yet, because I don't think it's yet posted. But whatever it is, take the over, A. And B, I'm going to take the over in this game, Lundy, between the Mets and the Cubbies. It's only seven runs. Now, it's been juiced to the over at -122 at DraftKings Sportsbook. And yes, the Cubs have scored three runs or less in 10 of 16 games. They're number two in Major League Baseball in total strikeout rate and number 27 in total OPS. And yes, the Mets have only got five total runs their last three games. And it's going to be downright chilly on the north side. But seven runs? That's it? I realize it was 3-1 last night, but I think this game will go over. Why? Because Zach Davies is on the bump for the Cubbies, and he has been slapped around repeatedly so far this season. 13 earned runs and 11 and a third innings pitch with nine walks. So I like the over on that game in terms of seven runs in total, and whatever Peterson strikeout total is, just bet the over. Just bet the over every time you see a strikeout prop against the Cubs. Chances are it's going to cash.
Yeah, probably so. Let me give you a bonus on a hump day hockey. Basically, there's only four games. I've already talked about three of them, so I might as well give you my bonus pick for the fourth. That is Edmonton at home taking on Montreal. Edmonton on the money line at a -137. I'm on the Oilers on this one. Really close game when these two teams played on Monday, but then Montreal went nuclear in the third period and scored four goals. They just broke it wide open. They all of a sudden had some really good opportunities. They tightened down their defense. Montreal really only had about one decent kind of danger rated scoring opportunity in the third period, whereas Edmonton had, I think, eight or nine over the course of that period. So they just poured it on. I think they do it again. And by the way, I already told you that I like Vegas. Those of you with the account on DraftKings Sportsbook, and again, if you don't, use promo code FTN, tap on the odds boost, because they've got the Knights to win and the Oilers to win combined together boosted to a +200. So if you want to follow me on those, I'm already in on that boost for tonight. A little +200 action for both those teams to win at home.
Yeah, I like it. You have me an odds boost, man.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Got to take advantage of those when you can. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith and Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you.
Feed the noise.